for somebody that's not poker. You see?
Deep. Am I right, though?
Okay.
You agree with that?
Yeah.
I'll say it again. All right, okay. What is a bot? A bot is someone that's programmed. What is a program? A program or an algorithm. An algorithm is supposed to make a solution for something. So once you find the solution to make bots, you see, now you can...
Mass produce.
Yes, you can mass produce these
people. And how do you think the government mass produces bots?
Huh?
Through subversion, yeah, through TV, radio,
yeah,
exactly. Cell phones, fucking 5G. Mm-hmm. You never know. It could be anything.
In the 12 ways of, the law and what the spirituality or fuck it is, how you say it is. The thing is, this is law called inspiring action. So what that basically means is everything is moving, right? Since everything is moving, everything has a frequency because everything is moving. You see what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Everything is vibrating, so it has a frequency. If everything is vibrating, then your phone is vibrating. You see, giving off a certain frequency to make you be on a lower or higher channel.
It controls you in a way.
Exactly. And this is how you program bots, you see?
Yeah.
Through frequencies, because a bot is also moving.
Yeah.
A bot is also a vibration, you see? So the question is, now that
how do you break the vibrations?
How do you break the vibrations?
I think it's through mental awareness as well as observation and analyzation of what makes a bot. How do you create a bot?
Sun gazing.
Stuff like that.
Exactly.
Something, I think that's why I was bringing back, because like I've been really having like natural instincts. So go back to my natural instincts.
Nature.
Yes.
You're connected to nature.
That's why I really want to. Yes, bro. That's why I really been like trusting my instincts, my reaction times, my burst, my what do I really feel.
Exactly.
I've been promoting to go out into the sun a little bit lately and just like real tan. And what's happened from that, my hair has been growing a lot faster. Yeah. My nails have been growing a lot faster. And I feel a little bit more enlightened, a little bit more energized as well. It's like I'm receiving energy from the sun as well as from nature itself when I promote myself in the environment.
Yeah, exactly. The ones that aren't bots or breaking, quote unquote, the matrix are the ones that are most in tune with nature, you see, whatever that means.
So what's the ultimate in tune with nature? Would that be
I'm in a tribe of
people who hasn't been touched by the technologies of the world?
No. I think there is no answer. But if I had to give a solution, but not an answer. I mean, those might be the same things, but there's multiple solutions versus one answer. How about that?
Okay.
So,
because it's different for everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So when I look at this, to be most in tune with yourself, you gotta go back to intuition. This is why people sun gaze. This is why nutrition, and this is why you try to work on the connection with your body.
I think that's the first step.
No, yeah, but the thing is,
second step, in my opinion, second step. First step is mental, second step is even the mental, fortitude of going to the gym.
There's a thousand steps, though, bro.
There's a thousand steps,
there's a million steps, which is, the thing is, if I had to say for someone to focus on, think about this, bro.
Oh, what about someone who is of a higher power, who has the ability to control all their habits and break all their bad habits at will? So where would they start? Because obviously they're different from the average bot.
Yeah,
they're not the same. They don't have the same addictions and the same stuff to bring them down as the normal human, so they can control their own fate. Where would they start?
Where would they start?
Like for someone like me and you.
You would start with your breath.
Hypotherapy.
Yeah, your breath is the most important thing. But like I say breath, at least I start with my breath. It's because it's the most simple but most effective.
Complicated
thing.
As well.
Exactly. Because it's the most overlooked thing. You breathe every day.
You breathe when you're not even thinking.
Exactly.
You blink when you're not thinking. Your breath is one of them, yes, for sure.
I think
it's crazy hard to master as well. Because you have to have complete focus.
It's so simple.
But you have to have complete focus, but complete relaxation. It's kind of like muscle memory.
Yeah.
But like you're focusing on your breath, but you're not thinking about it. You're just naturally going with the flow, like it said in the video.
Exactly, like water.
Like when you're for example, like boxing, it's the best way to describe it in my opinion.
Yeah.
You train, and then someone hits you with a left and a right, and now you're stumbling and and you don't know what to do, and then your body just takes over and goes back to instinct. That's muscle memory. So if you can train your breath in a way where it's muscle memory, then I think that'll be just one. Yeah, it's just one step. I don't know what that'll achieve specifically, but in itself.
We gotta slow down, because you gotta think about desire, bro. That's the thing.
Desire.
So if you're on a thought of desire, or you want to desire something, that brings you to a frequency of desire.
Okay.
You see? So it's not like...
So now you're speaking of manifestation.
Huh? I mean, but...
Sounds like manifestation.
Yeah, but the thing is, for manifestation is people think, I'll manifest what I want. But now you're also on the state of desire, you see? Because you're manifesting what you want. I want money. That's a desire.
Yeah.
You see? This is why this shit's so fucking tricky.
So you're saying money has this frequency, but like, does money have this frequency if it's not alive?
I mean,
or is it the mindset? Is it the mindset? Is it the mindset of the frequency?
Chelsea?
She can't make it today. Hell yeah.
Okay, so vibrations.
Read it.
Enlightenment's at 700. Is it hertz or?
Let me see.
It doesn't say. I'm assuming hertz, because that's the only really vibration that I can think of. Hertz. So enlightenment's at 700 hertz. Peace and compassion is at 600 hertz. Joy is at 540. Love is at 500. Reason is 400. Acceptance 350. Willingness 310. Neutrality 220 or 250. And so on, so on, so on. All the way down to shame at 20 hertz. So what exactly... how do you achieve these frequencies?
How do you achieve them?
Well, okay, actually, no, let me back up. Let me back up. How do you justify what hurt you're at?
How do you justify or figure out?
Figure out, justify. How do you know what hurts you're at?
So you got to think of a car, bro. We're always on. Our car doesn't turn off. So a car could jump from 3,000 RPM to 2,000 RPM to 1,000 RPM to 6,000 RPM. In a matter of a minute.
Okay.
And you gotta, our bodies might not work that fast, but you gotta think, we could be, later this day, you might be on a 400. Or you might be stuck on one because your trauma makes you feel this
type of holds you back. Exactly. It's a blockage. It's a wall. Uh-huh.
It's a wall that you have to break down.
Interesting.
So
he did say in the video that you should basically heal your past traumas,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
For your growth and enlightenment if you want to continue to transcend.
So this is what he means by transcend.
Yeah, that's a scale. It's a graph.
It's a scale.
And the more it's the more higher up you get, the more broad it gets, mm-hmm. in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the colors represent, mm-hmm. something. I know that's obviously the colors of the rainbow, yeah. And you can mix that around with anything. See? But that's when he was bringing it in with the perception of our eyesight.
I'm right here, and I know I'm right here because I'm.
Where are you?
I know myself. I vibrate between love, acceptance, and reason, and sometimes I'll jump down to pride.
Yeah, I would say my frequencies mainly, according to this graph, is reason and acceptance for sure. Love, I don't think I'm there yet. Because honestly, I feel like I'm a lot emotionless. And then I do jump down to, I would say, desire. I don't jump down to fear, though, and pride for me. I think we can jump to all of these.
I would say my true block would be one of those three.
I think love is where I've been talking about it a lot lately. I need to get more in tune with my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not exactly sure how to do that.
Look what color it is.
I don't know. Can't see.
So if you look at these right here, it also shows top to bottom. So if we take this one and we look at it, a cheese heart.
Cheese. See, all these.
They're real, yeah.
All these ways of controlling breath, hydrotherapy, mm-hmm. Tai Chi, even yoga in its simplest form, it's still controlling the breath. And I think these are all methods of
unlocking
and expanding. Because why do you think on the yoga they have the flower.
No, those posies. No, real deal. Yeah, I already. Yeah.
So, it's like it symbolizes opening your body up to.
So, look at this, right? The heart chakra is green.
Okay.
And it's in the middle of your body.
Yeah.
You see? So that's where the blockage is at. Have you ever really tried to feel your heart before?
Yeah, like my pulse.
When you meditate.
Oh no, I know.
Try it now. Now you have something doing to work on.
But like, how do I even meditate, Jim?
How do you meditate? There is no right way.
Okay, how do I meditate? Meditate.
This is the thing, how I meditate now. And I meditate daily. And I'm not one of those guys, Ronnie, you know me, bro. I'm not going to just say some shit just to say it, bro.
Yeah.
I actually meditate.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
I know. So it doesn't matter, though.
Yeah, but I know, most people have a bullshit way to meditate. The way I meditate is I sit down, and the first thought that pops in my head, I think about it. I ask why that happened. But you remember, everything's...
Why was that thought put into my mind at that moment?
And then I break it down, and it's like an email. I take that analysis of that thought, and I either open it up and look at it,
okay,
or I save it for later. And I filter through these thoughts the more efficient I get, okay?
Okay.
So, I lost my train of thought, but... yeah, I filter through these thoughts, right?
You didn't lose your thought, Joseph. You lost your frequency.
No, I lost my... I lost my thought. Fuck, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. So I'm sitting down. I go through my thoughts, right? And I got it. I realize, everything is connected. Every thought is connected. So my thought leads into another thought, right? So say if I, I can't even think of one last night because I filtered through them all.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know, it brings another subject up.
So, for example, looking back, let's go backwards. Instead of going forward,
I got one. Like, I'd be like, damn, I've been hella tired lately.
Why am I tired?
Yeah, I've been working out hella, I just talk to myself.
Why have I been working out so much? Because I want to look better. Uh-huh. Why do I want to look better? So because I want
to... I might go like this, but that's the thing. I try to not go so deep. So what I try to do is I'd be like, I had a good chest pump workout today. Really talk to myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I'll take the time and I'll do that for like maybe 4 or 5 minutes, right? And then I'll completely cut out my thoughts and I'll breathe. I'll take it in.
So you allow the distraction... supposedly, but it's not really a distraction. It's a part of the meditation phase.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll take it. Like, I just looked this up last night, and this is what I've been doing. I take it, my right nose. Breathe through that. Take to my left nose. No, for real.
I'm listening.
Breathe through that. When's the last time you really took a breath through your left nose?
Haven't.
Try. Feel it. Really. No, really.
Right. Walk it. I'm stuffy, only because of the...
Yeah. So take that time. When you're laying down,
I think that's allergies.
And just breathe. I know. No. Yes, you're sick. Probably. It's COVID. That would trip out. You got allergies. Yeah, but with your nose, when your nose feels better though, take the time to like really breathe. Nostril breathe. That's what they call
it. I'm not gonna lie. Like I thought for a minute the gym was my meditation, but it's not.
Yeah.
Because it's too much distraction, and I might focus on myself, but I'm not focusing on myself.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I already know. Yeah. Trust me, I was waiting for you to reach this level. It just took a matter of time.
I've already known this. It's just I just don't meditate enough,
you don't
in my
want to
opinion.
Fucking admit it.
I didn't want to admit it.
Exactly. Bro, the gym is not my meditation.
It's
either.
Not my meditation. I thought it was. It's my fucking demon time.
It's my exactly. I feel like I'm the most fucking stressed here, low key.
Like, I'm not the most stressed here. It's just my body's physically stressed, so it puts a mental strain on my mind because I have to hit reps and hit numbers that I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is why functionality comes in, brother.
Yeah.
This is why functional training comes in. You see? Because then you realize, you fall in love with the master of the movement except for the number.
Yeah.
You fall in love with the master of
The master of the movement sounds like more calisthenics.
Or anything. But anything's a movement.
Yeah.
You see what I'm trying to say? The way you take it is, if you want to master calisthenics, go ahead. Because it's still a movement. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Okay, yeah, you know.
I think the best way to basically achieve what your goals are is to do what your goals are.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's
just like, for example, right, the best way to be the best wrestler on earth is to fucking wrestle.
Exactly.
The best way to be a money maker is to make money.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just have to promote yourself
exactly
in that field. And so, that can apply to everything. That doesn't have to apply to just fitness. I think that's a part of also active manifestation as well. There's so many different angles and takes and parts that you can approach it. And I think that's one of them.
Yeah,
sure.
That, and look, it told you, bro. You this is how these conversations every day, Ronnie helps you practice. This is all practice for you.
This
you
is
see
all.
What I'm trying
it's,
to say?
It's putting us in the situation and in the topic of something that we want to investigate for ourselves. Because I feel like these talks, yes, they're informative for us, and then they're gonna help us basically blossom into our own way, in our own path. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, my path is going to be different than your path. You're going to go down your own way, and I'm going to go down my own way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm talking about spiritually, and whatever our goals and ambitions are, it's, again, it's all different, but I feel like we're all on the same wavelength. We're just on different paths, just like everybody. Everybody's on the different on a different path. You might correspond and hit the same road every once in a while, you know what I mean? But DNA.
I mean, but you got to really think everything is nothing at the same time. The thing is, you have to wrap it
back. Explain everything is nothing. I don't understand.
It's as simple as it is. You can't explain. It really break it down. You think about
break
it.
Break it down, though.
The point of these talks is for you to, because once you speak it out loud, you see what I'm trying to say? You think about what the hell you just said.
Yeah.
It's just in your head.
But I can't think right now because I have a lot of thoughts right now. But explain it to me.
Huh? Exactly. You see right now? So this?
I'll reflect later. But explain it.
Yeah.
Explain it for the podcast.
Okay. Everything is nothing. Everything. And I'll look at this. Right now, I have the 12 laws of the universe, right? And I'm going to pick one. The law of cause and effect. Right?
Yeah.
You have the law of cause and effect. You could be a cause and an effect. Everything has a cause and effect. And there's a ripple effect of everything. You see?
I think that also brings
your
it
cause
back
and effect makes my cause and effect. It could be 10 years now, 20 years now, 30 years now. It'll correspond. Everything corresponds. Just how the dimensions correspond. Everything is nothing at the same time. Everything.
I don't know why, but a thought just came into my mind. I think that these topics and these ideas are something that is hidden within these old Stoics, like Isaac Newton, Nikola Tesla, Marcus Aurelius, fucking Socrates, Galileo, all these old-time inventors, these great geniuses of the time, Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, all these artists, and I believe they all ventured in this heavily. I think they're all very spiritual in this type of topic as well. And
yeah,
I don't know why I just thought that, but I just had to say it. I don't know.
I think when it comes to intellect, I believe in, you know, Every guy you name has some type of, you know, spiritual awareness, but you'll just never know if they were really tapped in or not.
You'll never know, even unless they wrote it down. But like, still, you don't know their inner thoughts.
Yeah, exactly.
No real human
exactly
has put down on paper all of their thoughts, like every single one of those thoughts.
Or let's talk about this: humans have a portray of writing down what they want to write down.
What they want to seem like they
what
are.
What they want to seem, exactly. A point. So
it's hard for someone to actually be true to the pen.
Exactly.
Like, really put down exactly what they mean, even if it's the most far left or far right ideal or perspective that could get them shunned or exiled. But nowadays, it doesn't happen even more, only because of, you know, everybody's scared to be called out and
the program.
Yeah, it's the program.
It's back to everything connects to programs, brother. So, you know, it's just these thoughts help you. Once you spit it out loud, that's not there. Once you spit it out loud and your brain thinks, you make more questions. That's the point. You start to question yourself more. Why do I believe that? Why? Why? You have to ask your whys. Why?
Yeah.
And this
systems.
Is, exactly.
It's a system of thinking.
Yes, it's a system of thinking. But thinking can be even more broken down. You see what I'm trying to say?
Everything can be broken down.
Everything can be broken down. Exactly.
That's why. This is be nothing.
Huh? So when you ask your
broken down into nothing.
Exactly.
But everything can be broken nothing. Down. Into nothing.
And nothing
so
can
nothing
be everything.
Is everything.
Exactly. See? So it all corresponds. And then see, once you think like this, you have to ask yourself why.
Where do you think this way of thinking came from?
Where?
It came from the old Stoics.
I think it came from life.
From life.
This is why. Oh yeah, we're back to why program. So I never even broke it down all the way. Yeah. They program beings so they don't think like this, you see? Because if you think like this, you with true power, think about it, we're not even receiving all the light we should receive and all the alkaline we should receive. If we thought like this, Ronnie, our creativity would be on 10,000. So we'd have no time to be broken in 9 to 5 because all we're doing is fucking thinking about thinking and being creative. And creative goes, so think about
it. Pineal gland.
Pineal gland, exactly. Your pineal gland will always be on, bro.
No, I don't think this nation's or this generation's pineal gland is active like it used to be.
Hell no. That's the point, though.
Not even close.
That's how you make bots, though. You see?
Yeah.
That's the point.
You basically can control them by subduing their creative self.
It's almost like turning off. It's almost like
it's like fucking making them bland.
Chopping off their dick.
It's
right?
taking out your masculinity.
Exactly.
You take a raging bull. You know what's the difference between a bull and an ox?
With the testosterone in them?
It's one's neutered and one's not.
Exactly.
A bull, a raging animal, an ox, a docile creature that just does farming.
Exactly.
Compared to a raging bull who's in the ring and wants to have sex with all the females and reproduce and fight other bulls and be the dominant alpha male. It's basically the same thing. You cut off the pineal gland for your brain, and you become a docile, stagnant, closed-minded
exactly.
creature.
And guess what? A neuter dog is what? Controlled.
Controlled.
So this is why. You see? Because we're creative beings. We are light beings.
We're supposed to be. Yeah, we are light beings. So
we are light beings. So we are creative. Everything we transcend.
What's a dark being?
What's a dark being? A damned being. It's a being that cannot transcend light. Cannot affect light.
Transcend light. So as like a demon or how?
A demon, a dark
a shadow figure.
I mean,
a figure
yeah, exactly.
in the different
that
dimension.
That cannot oppose and be, I would, this is me guessing.
Or even be in the light. Because we are light creatures,
exactly.
we can...
Exactly.
understand and we can absorb light, but a dark creature would say
would
couldn't absorb
to...
light, so it couldn't live in this realm.
Exactly.
So I think that's like a spirit maybe possibly or
I mean when you think of dark entities, bro, you think of something that, you know, doesn't take the nutrients of light or photosynthesis or anything like that. They don't need
that can't live out.
They don't need that. That's not for them. So and you'd see me as a dark being. So their ways would probably be different, you know.
Yeah. But we're not of the dark beings, so I don't know.
Exactly, you see? But, you know, this is how you control people, and this is how businesses work and everything works. It's because once you have a fucking neutered human, you're teasing to make
a neutered human in the way of creativity.
A damned human, yeah.
And then that's how you create
exactly.
the masses.
That's how you know,
The masses as in
But look
all
about it.
Ways.
If I take your pineal gland out, I can basically control whether the fuck you have sex or not.
Think.
I control the way you think about women. I control the thing you think about life. I control the way you think about black people, white people, Asians. This I can control the way you think about Republicans. I can control the way you think about the motherfucker that shakes your ass on TikTok. This is all ways of controlling because you're not thinking properly.
So how do you think we're actively being controlled now?
Actively, social media.
Social media.
News.
Okay, what about before that, though? Before social media came out, before cell phones, how do you think the government did it?
There was no government. Exactly.
I think there was. Well, there was a government before the 1940s. There was government.
But it was the lack of knowledge then.
Okay, so they just kept the masses ignorant.
Exactly. It was a lack of knowledge. You know, people did not have the knowledge to know. And now there's too much knowledge. You see what I'm trying to say?
Is there too much knowledge?
There's too much knowledge now.
Why is there too much knowledge?
Because there's so many things coming at us at one time.
It's just too much.
It's too much for us. We're not meant to be on this type of scale of knowing the whole world like God. We are creative beings, but we are not supposed to be able to know what everybody is thinking at the same time.
Instant communication.
Instant communication.
It kind of reminds me of the Tower of Babel.
Exactly. You see what I'm talking
about? Where everybody is communicating and they are trying to get to the highest point in the world and create a ultimate monument until God snapped his fingers and basically made everybody speak a different language.
Crazy.
Instant communication. Yeah. That's what we have now. So we can communicate with anybody. We can translate any topic or a dialogue throughout any person and basically communicate on a global scale.
But we're forever exposed to stress.
Oh, yeah. Our cortisol. What would be a stress-free life ideal? I think that would, for me, be nature.
Yeah,
if I live completely in nature. Completely in nature. The only stress I would have is, damn, I have to hunt a deer real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It would still be stress.
Yeah.
But I think that would be the most stress-free.
So,
because right now I have to wake up and
the divine energy created a law of chaos or a world of chaos. And that chaos is our energy.
Okay.
But let's look at the word chaos. Why the word chaos? Like, that's hella interesting. Why chaos?
What is chaos?
Huh?
What, define chaos.
I don't know. Wanna look it up?
Yeah, let's look it up.
We're born into a world of chaos.
Yeah, there's always gonna be problems. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's always going to be someone's problems or the past humans' problems that need to be solved, such as racism, genocide,
disorder,
whatever.
Complete disorder and confusion.
It's not complete, though, so we're not in chaos.
No, but that is what chaos is.
Okay.
The word, but it's disorder and confusion.
So okay, so
we're born here to figure out and experience our stuff. So it all loops back around. We just loop back around. You felt that?
Back to the experience.
Exactly.
Back to the journey.
Exactly. Back to the journey to figure it out and experience and give on.
But
information.
Here's the thing. Is the experience, is it for somebody who is a bot, let's say, is it their job to experience the world as it is or how they, let's say, become enlightened? Is it their job to be enlightened or is it their job to be the bot?
So their job, I would say, is, bro, first of all, you gotta take care of true experience or know true experience, you gotta kind of be in the moment.
Okay.
And to be in the moment is actually hard because, you know, we have a program to think about the future, the past, and the moment. You see what I'm trying to say? The world is for a forever moment. We're forever living one moment.
I don't understand.
So we're forever living one moment.
We're a forever living one moment.
One moment. Yeah, this is a big ass moment right now.
Okay.
Right? Because time is made up.
Time is something we invented to kind of figure
to have control of what's going on.
Basically,
you see what I'm trying to say?
To seem like we have control or even justify what the fuck is going on in this realm.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a way to measure.
Yeah, it's a measurement tool.
It's a measurement tool. Uh-huh. But it's not real.
No, it's something we created.
It's something we created.
It's man-made.
Exactly. So, say we take away time.
Time doesn't exist.
Life would be a forever moment. One forever moment.
Yeah, it would be
exactly.
One. It would be either a loop or a straight line, however you want to think about it.
So what does that make time? A sense of control.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So it's another form of subversion from
the
government to kind of put a stopwatch on our life, give or take.
I mean, not even to really blame the government. We kind of need time. I say we need time.
Do we, though?
Time's not bad. But it's just, you could get really lost into time. How about that? How does that make sense?
For the life that we live right now, we need time.
Yeah.
But let's say we're out in the jungle. Let's say we're out in the jungle. Do you really think you need to know when what's going to happen next month? Oh, what am I doing next month? Oh, I'm going to go, you know what I'm saying?
That's how astrology was made and stuff like that. I really don't think you need
to. The cosmos. They wanted to study the cosmos. They're curious. The Mayans. All these ancient civilizations.
Yeah, but with the creation of time, you feel me? Now you could be stuck in the past.
You have the ability to see the past and remember the past.
But you're forgetting it's a forever moment.
Okay.
You feel me? Now you feel me? Do you feel me now?
I understand.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
The complex of time is there as a tool, brother.
Yeah.
Therefore, you know, you don't believe in the tool. You know, you believe in your work. You made the tool. So, life is a forever moment. And sometimes we get lost in the past, in the future, causing us to be stressful. So for a bot to first break out of the, you know, matrix or have free thinking, they need to ask themselves why. You know, I'm trying to say why time, why, you know, why, who am I? You know, the first questions we start to ask.
Why time is easy.
Huh?
Why time is easy, though.
Time is easy. So, but like, you know, that's the first question to get somebody to think.
Really get going.
Exactly. Free thinking. So,
how do you think you should, how do you think someone who is not very, let's say, mentally open to perspectives and ideas and want to get into it, but just don't know where to start, how do you think you would put them on that journey?
I mean, you gotta really think about it. There's multiple souls. Okay. So there's ages of souls. So, and I really didn't want to believe in this, but it's true. Because I met a baby soul before. A baby soul, bro. It was fucking crazy. Like, he was just so black and white. Like,
Oh, as in a baby soul, as in very closed-minded type.
I think his soul
so unaware.
Hasn't been exposed to anything his whole life. Or his past lives. Or is this his first life? I had to start asking those questions. You know, I don't know. But yeah, he's a baby soul. And this is what I heard souls, like, where it come from. Souls were like, when we die, you know, I'm trying to say your soul is here forever. But, you know, I think you forever have that knowledge. You just forget about it. You see what I'm
saying? So how do you unlock it? Transcending?
Transcending.
Supposedly.
Yeah, to nature. Yeah, transcending.
No, not necessarily to nature, but just to yourself.
No.
The chakra points.
But transcending is getting one with nature. You're feeling your body is nature. So you're not
your body is nature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're thinking about outside.
Life.
Your life. Exactly. Life
you
is
are
nature.
Life.
Yeah, you are nature.
So nature is you.
Yeah, we're everything at this. We're nothing, but everything at the same time. We're connected to stuff.
Everything
is why
connected.
Your temple. This is why your body is your temple.
Why do you think we're so genetically close to a banana or a fly or
everything?
Everything, give or take. It's only a couple genetic codes off, honestly.
But
we have millions and millions of. But like, I think monkeys are our closest. And we're like, I don't know how close. I think like only like 10 genetic modifications away or something like that to a monkey out of millions. And only 10.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And look at a monkey in us.
Yeah. So much different.
So stuff
the way
like
we
that.
Think, the way we interact. But I mean, we're the only creatures on this planet to
nature.
To work for a 9-to-5. To live on this planet. Because that's the...
Yeah, write down all that.
That's the world we're living in currently.
Nature, transcending, light, all those. Because then once you start to understand light.
Okay, what about this though? I'm gonna take it in a different fashion.
What?
Let's say that our technological advances become so great that we can program ourselves into a computer.
Into a computer?
Into a computer.
I wouldn't blame it. Like, come on.
Okay, but what do you think? How did that?
What do I think?
We wouldn't be life anymore.
Yeah, but we didn't watch this video. That's what I'm trying to say. All creation is from us. So everything that is a computer, that's why I try to tell people.
It's a rock that we programmed to think.
Exactly. You think it's a sim. It's because a computer, you coded a computer to think like your brain and fire like your brain. So therefore, all you know is fucking codes. You see what I'm trying to say?
It's all codes, but you think it's a brain.
Exactly. That's the difference between us and the divine God. This is why, like, I try to tell people this. You think it's a sim. It's because all you think is, like, it's a sim. You see?
Yeah. It's, again, back to manifestation.
Yeah, like, bro, come on, man. It's a sim because we think like sims. We think like computers. That's, you know, we fire like computers.
Yeah.
And this is our physical body, bro. So that's what we are. We are, you know, electromagnetic beings, bro. Real deal. So it's like, you know, you are a fucking complex ass computer. If you want to break it down like the way, you have synapses that fire. All the life is basically, and my psych teacher said this, it's a recurring, you know, stimulus of synapses firing through your brain. That's what he said to me. I said, what the fuck does that mean?
All of this information is
action potential.
It's It's like I hear all this information.
Yeah.
I just don't have the mental fortitude or even enlightenment, maybe, if you want to call it that, to connect it all together.
Exactly. You see what I'm trying
like
to say?
Like, I have all this information. It hurts. It's
exactly.
hard.
This is why I had to pause, bro. This is why it's good.
This is why we need to write it down.
Huh?
We need to subscribe.
Because our frequency will change, brother.
It will change, but you can still write down ideas in the moment. It might take years and years, but like... That's what I'm saying.
But you got to think about it. Hey, in theory, you're not believing again. If you're on that frequency again, you will think like that again.
So how do you keep your frequencies?
Come on, bro. You're asking questions you know the answer to. Connect it.
You know it. Okay. You go back to nature.
What does nature mean? You're not. See, this
nature
is what
you. Nature is you.
Okay. And what else?
Nature is you.
In connecting one with yourself. You're one.
So that's how you stay with your frequency.
This is how you
meditation.
Stay. Uh-huh. Exactly. Practices. And this, what does this build? A life of nirvana.
What does nirvana build?
It's a lifestyle.
What
does nirvana build? It builds freedom.
Freedom?
Yeah.
Complete freedom, supposedly?
Exactly. We're going into another loophole. I just had this podcast yesterday, 2 days ago. Yeah, it's a rabbit hole. I don't know that. I'm not that deep, so... Freedom, kid.
Red pill
I don't
or the
know
blue
where,
pill?
Yeah.
Their blue pill, as in you stay on this realm, you stay mentally stagnant, or the red pill and you go down the rabbit hole and you find yourself. I think that's Matrix.
I'm not scared of the rabbit hole.
I think the Matrix was low key, consciously kind of, or not subconsciously.
Low key, high key.
Yeah, no, I think the Matrix was high key. Definitely like trying to wake up the fucking masses.
High key.
Definitely,
bro.
That's someone I want to talk to. That's someone who's fucking woke.
The director, the,
no, not the director. The book writer, the script writer, whoever created the idea of Neo and the Matrix was definitely spiritually woke. He just put it into a story where it was entertaining for the masses.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah, the Matrix is a good place to start. That's what I'd be telling.
But you don't just watch the movie, but really think about the concepts that they're talking about.
No, but you can't do that if you're not.
You have to think about it, but watch it to watch it, and then watch it to think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then watch it to observe and analyze it. Really fucking
break that shit down. Yeah, they actually break everything we're saying down. It was a point because I love the Matrix, like. It was just funny because even before I'm quote unquote woke, you know, the Matrix was always fun to me. So there was this point though in the Matrix where Neo was hopping on this train, right? And he was like, they were just explaining how chicken was made. Because chicken's basically an algorithm with numbers, right, to make you taste chicken.
Yeah.
But like, they're saying that the world's fucked up because everything tastes like chicken. Does it not? Or most shit tastes like chicken.
No, not necessarily.
But how many things have you ate that tastes like chicken?
Kind of similar. Some pork stuff, kind of give or take. Exactly. Just one little tweak.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
And it was kind of a joke in there, but like nobody could catch the joke. You see what I'm trying to say? Is this where the Matrix actually fucked up? Because the Matrix is perfect.
Supposedly. There's glitches always.
Yeah, exactly. But,
but what is a glitch?
The chicken. Exactly.
The glitch could be something that's so normalized that it's not even a glitch to the normal human.
Like chicken. Like fucking chicken. This is where the joke comes in. But they're like, you know, you're like, because you don't know shit. Like, right? But that's what they're fucking saying, bro, basically. Yeah. And it was just, you know, my psych teacher also said something hella funny. And it says now I'm laughing because I'm getting towards that point. It's hella funny. Not for me, though. Like, you might not. But, like, he was just saying, like, it was just, you know, you could say some jokes, right? And some will be so stupid, like, you don't even know they disrespected them. Like, you ever done that to somebody?
Yeah. I've talked about a topic, and it just, they totally couldn't even comprehend
it. Yeah, exactly.
And I was just on a different level.
So, like, the, you kind of say a joke as of, like, blah, 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 some smart as fuck, and they just start laughing, but they don't know you disrespected.
And you know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. Like, but it's all right. It's okay.
Yeah.
We have idiots. But yeah, bro.
That's why there's a smart and there's why there's a dumb. That's why there's a ugly and there's a beauty. There has to be a divide.
There wouldn't be no matrix.
But then does there have to be a divide, though? A divide? What if there is no divide? Would that be nirvana?
Nah.
No divide at all. Nothing.
No divide.
No rich, no poor. There's just everybody's the same. It's like kind of like a communist ideal, but mentally as well, too. Everybody's awoke. Everybody imaginally... naturally is awoke. Everybody's in tune with themselves. Everybody is rich and beautiful and in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that would ever happen because we're also born in the world of chaos. Our vibration.
No, not it wouldn't happen here on Earth, obviously. Yeah. But like I'm talking about, what if that would be another part of Nirvana? Everybody is equal. Everybody's rich in their own way.
Uh-huh.
Everybody is beautiful to themselves.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Everybody's in tune with them nature, with nature, which is themselves.
Uh-huh.
Shit like that.
Kind of sounds like heaven.
That's so what I'm saying. Nirvana.
That's what I'm trying to say. Once you reach, well, I think, and this is the point of life. Once you understand and reach these things and live by these laws, kind of like the Ten Commandments, the Bible says, then you have the opportunity to really feel Nirvana. Forever, and your life won't be, your soul won't be reincarnated back onto the earth.
I think
you feel me.
I think the monks basically try to create their own Nirvana within themselves, and that's their transcendence through the chakra points or vibration points. Or
exactly, everybody has different methods,
frequency points, or whatever you want to call it. It's all the same.
Yeah, and people in Islam try to do it by going to the Quran and going back to the motherland and praying and giving away 10% of the wealth. Yep, and then Christians, you know, I think Christians are the most off, but you know, is that right?
You know why they go back to Mecca to pray?
Yeah.
Like, why?
What do you mean? There's a lot. There's
do you
a
know why, like, specifically?
There's multiple reasons, though.
I'm talking about the main reason why that
no,
obelisk there is that... Is like,
why that thing?
Why is it? What
that,
do you know?
Why that?
It's a meteorite from outer space.
It's a meteorite?
Yeah. Not the whole black thing, but there's a part, there's a section of it.
Oh,
that's
I didn't
a meteorite.
Know. I didn't know.
And
that.
That's why they signify it as like their like prayer point. That's like because it's so godly, so out of the world.
I thought they thought it was the center of the earth or some shit.
No, it's like it's a meteor, basically. They're praying to a meteor. And that's their job as a Muslim to travel to Mecca one time in their life.
Cause I really wanted to convert. You gotta look that up.
No, I'm so serious. Google it.
I don't even know what to look up.
I don't know how to word it.
Mecca is a meteorite. Oh shit! I don't know.
I don't even know.
Fucking crazy though.
And that's where we're gonna leave off today.
How long was